Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live across the street from Lambeau Field. Practice number 7 is in the books inside a fair today. It's raining here in Green Bay. Has been off and on pretty much all day. Got a little respite about an hour ago, but rain has continued. You might see a little bit of it here starting to clear up now, but it's been raining. They went inside, went to the locker room, and now I'm ready to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide, and we want you to see the Packers in person. That's why we partner with Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King has been in Wisconsin since 1992, and they're staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can also find links to each individual game in the Cheesehead TV app. Just go to the schedule, pick a game, and you can find a link to get tickets. You also want to pick up your official 2022 yearbook of the Green Bay Packers at PackersYearbook.com. Use promo code CHTV. That's promo code CHTV for 10% off at PackersYearbook.com. Do it, people. You know you want to. You're a fan of the green and gold. Get on that. Welcome, welcome. How is everybody? LOL, been a while. I'm well. Hope you're well, too. Thanks for joining me live. Good to see you. Good afternoon. Scooting over from the Pat McAfee Show. Well, welcome from the Pat McAfee Show. I know he is ongoing. I don't believe he has ended, but I thank you for making a little bit of time for some Packers talk in your life. Greatly appreciate it. Carry the B. There you go. Carry the B. Got to bounce back from that brutal loss last night. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to talk too much about it, but that hurt my soul. You get those 3 home runs, 3 dingers in a single inning. You're feeling great about life, and then it all falls apart. That was a tough one last night. Jill, hi. How are you? Thanks for watching the stream. Jonathan, what's up? Hope you're having a great day. Slide. Nags, what's the standout practice news today? Well, today's practice was... Yeah, it was a walkthrough inside. Not a whole lot that you can glean from it. You did see kind of the rotation as far as the players. I put it out there on Twitter. We had Yash and Newman at tackle once again, with Zach Tom getting a little bit of run at left tackle at times. He was kind of inserted on occasional downs. But for the most part, it's really hard to get much out of a practice where they did some individual stuff and then split into 2 separate kind of entities, first the ones and the 2s and 3s. And they were doing some situational stuff where, and I'm not sure who caught it, but someone caught the ball over the middle and they were going, hurry up, get up to the line and spike it. And they made the cardinal sin. We saw the Cowboys, their whole season ended on this. Instead of waiting for the official, who in this case would be probably one of the equipment guys running downfield, handing it to him, DeGuara, I think it was, handed it to, or tried to hand it to Josh Myers. Myers can't set the ball in that regard, and that's the situational thing. You've got to know. You've got to understand that the official has to set the ball before you can snap it. So it's those types of things. I'm hopefully going to ask Matt about that tomorrow because I find it interesting. You know, even in this kind of environment where you're not really doing full speed, but there's something to be learned. There's something you can at least take away from it. And they ran a lot of special team stuff again. A lot of lane integrity stuff from Bisaccia. So, you know, they're still doing work. But as far as, like, real, you know, narrative threads that you can pull from, not a ton to glean from today. And I kind of expected that, which is why there's only one chat today. Cheeto, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it, bud. Our dear coach isn't listening to your advice inside, outside. Haha, nice try. It was light rain this morning. I figured it's a walkthrough. You can go outside. I tell you what, I've never seen an organization more beholden to their groundskeeper than the Green Bay Packers. My goodness, man. Matt LaFleur's answer was something about, you know, it's a mental day, I can stay inside, but we also want to preserve the grass at Reinicke Field. Man, come on. That grass can handle a few guys walking around on it in the rain. It's going to be okay. This is football. I'm kidding. Okay, and I'll, just so I can make this clear, I'm never, ever, ever really going after anyone with the Packers, all right? I had Packers Digital up in my face the other day because I was saying something about the issue with the equipment on the sideline. I love Packers Digital. I love the Green Bay Packers. I'm only ever teasing. People get so serious on this stuff. 27 Tampa, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, trying to catch training camp next week. How early should I get there to get a good spot? Well, practice has traditionally been at 10:30 so far. I think every single one that's been open to the public has started at 10:30. I would get there at 7, maybe earlier. No cap. Got to get there early, man. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Nags, how we doing? Kava, I'm doing well. Hope you're well, man. The grass is very fragile. Yeah, no doubt. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Every camp has a surprise. Prediction for this year? If it's a surprise, you really can't predict it. Pack wearing their throwbacks again this year, right? Yes, Silver Touch. They will be wearing the green uniforms, the all greens that they wore last year in honor of the 1950s teams. Mark Murphy indicated that they had signed, I believe, like a 5-year deal. Last year was the first year of it. And then the next 4 years, I guess, they'll be utilizing the green jerseys at least once a year. Which, for the record, I fucking love. I love those kits. I think they're great. I wouldn't mind another one added to the mix at some point. Maybe another throwback, another alternate at some point in the season. They can do it. I'm just saying. Maybe because it was raining, they couldn't light the grass. I mean, it's just a little rain. Come on, people. Those throwbacks are awesome. Those throwbacks are yuck. Literally two comments back to back in the YouTube chat. Those throwbacks are awesome. Those throwbacks are yuck. I'm on the those throwbacks are awesome side, but that's just me. Sir Joker, what's up, man? Saw Newman at right tackle today. Has he played there before? I thought he was mostly right guard. He's been playing there this camp, Joker, but you are correct. During the season last year, he was strictly at guard. And he didn't get a ton of run at tackle in the offseason program. But from day one, since we've been here, I guess a week ago now, God, it all blends together, he's been getting quite a few snaps at right tackle. And who knows how much of that is just getting a look, getting reps in case. Maybe they're seriously considering him. All those are possibilities. I tend to think it's very much about making sure you know what guys can do and they can handle if and when injuries strike. You got to move guys around. You can at least take a look and say, okay, we know Newman can play right tackle in a pinch. You know, that'd be my guess. But who knows? Maybe he's really in the mix to get a starting job. Steve, thanks for the super chat. How do you think they'll address O-line in the preseason? Constant flipping or settling on a lineup, assuming little to no starters? I think he'll be juggling the hell out of it all throughout preseason. I think the cohesion that you're looking for or expecting will probably materialize during practices. But I think in the preseason games, especially for the young guys, of which there are many along this line, I think we're going to see a lot of juggling and a lot of kind of moving around and seeing who can handle what, who works well together where. Roger said at his locker today, I mean, they are really young up front. And there's no mistaking that. And those guys have got to get reps. They got to get live reps, you know. And yeah, the one place you know you're going to do that is in preseason games. So I think, yes, we'll see a lot of flip-flopping and kind of moving around. What else we got here? Packers seem to draft tackles to play guard. Do they ever draft guards to play tackle? Very rarely. If they draft a tackle who they think, you know, has a chance of sticking outside, it's usually strictly because they view him as tackle only. I can't recall a guy that they took as a guard and then swung out. Plenty of guys who have started as tackles and then, you know, I think I mentioned this the other day, you know, TJ Lang, his first kind of run was at tackle and it was not very successful. And he became an amazing guard. Same thing happened with Mike Wall. He was, I'm not going to say a disaster, but he was not a good tackle, but obviously he became one of the best guards that has come through Green Bay in the last 30 years. So, yeah, I can't recall, and maybe someone will correct me here. I can't recall a guard that they really saw as a tackle going forward. That has not happened that I remember. What else we got? Astell Nags. I love it. By the way, I love when people yell Nags at me on the street. It happens all the time here at training camp. It's great. Thanks to everyone for saying hi. Hey, Nags, are you going back to the flop house, also known as the 60-yard line house? No, I was there yesterday for my appearance on Drew and KB, but they leave Thursday. And I think, if I remember right, their schedule, they're broadcasting from the Resch Center tomorrow, but I don't appear with them until Friday, and they're going to be back in Milwaukee on Friday. So that was my lone appearance at the 60-yard line house. Good times, good times. What's up with Tonyan? He is on the PUP, the physically unable to perform list, simply because, obviously, he's coming back from that ACL injury that he suffered in Arizona last year. I'll tell you what, though, he looks good. He's running around. Every time we see him with the rehab folks, he's, I mean, he looks like he's running full bore. I don't see any hitch in his giddy up. Clearly, they have a plan for him. They're going to always bring him back slowly. But I'm telling you, man, I would not be surprised. And I know this has been out there throughout the offseason that he would be ready by week one. I was pretty skeptical about that, but seeing what I've seen so far this summer, I'm not doubting it now. I mean, he looks good. No timeline, I'd assume, for Jenkins. Nothing that we've been given, Justin. And as Matt said, we're not paying attention to timelines anymore. No, sir. When he's ready and cleared, good to go, we'll put him in. Until then, coach up the guys you got. But yeah, no, there hasn't been any timeline that we've heard. How was the get-together last night? It was great. We had a ton of people over, had a lot of fun. Our iHeart guys stopped over. We had a lot of the Beat members. We had, you know, Wes, Rob, Pete, Matt Ramage stopped by. It was fun. It was a good time. Really, really fun. We kind of tried and do that once a year every summer, have a kind of get-together with the Beat folks. And it was a good time. Carl, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I don't get the hate for some of the throwback jerseys. I like all of them so far. Dig it. It's history, man. I'm with you. They haven't done one yet that I haven't liked. Now, I've liked some more than others, sure. But, yeah, they have yet to miss in my book. I've loved them all. Is special teams the current biggest worry with the team? It is going to sound crazy, but I don't think so. I think Bisacci's got him headed in the right direction. I trust in him. He's certainly getting all the resources he needs. Matt's dedicating a hell of a lot more practice time to special teams. That is noticeable. To me, if you got to worry about something, and I know some of you just need something to worry about, it's the offensive line and how that stacks up and shakes out. I mean, they can't this, and some of it is Packers are very talented up front on defense, no question about it. But man, Matt mentioned it this morning. Rashawn Gary is wrecking practices. Like some of the pressure that they're getting, I mean, the quarterbacks, it's hard to see them throwing in rhythm. Mostly, you know, the combination, that's what you always want, right? Really good initial push from your front, and then you combine that with the sticky coverage in the back end. Man, as a quarterback, it's really tough. A lot of stuff escaping the pocket, off schedule, which on a lot of those plays, quarterback probably would have been sacked. But because they're wearing a red jersey, they're allowed to run around. That, to me, is like they, you know, obviously, David Bakhtiari's situation plays into this in a major way. How that ends up, kind of the domino effect from that, whether he is ready to go or not. Either way, the offensive line, that is a work in progress that needs to progress, you know, sooner rather than later. Joseph, thank you for the super chat. Watkins was a high first round pick. Narrative over? Oh, please, it's never over. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been throwing to Mercedes Lewis, a former first round pick, for years now. That's never over. Never over, Joseph. Football Crab Cakes, what's up? Great chat with Huber. Agree with everything regarding the O-line. You? Yeah, I was just talking about it. Very much so. And thanks for listening. Thanks for being a Patreon member. But yeah, if you're a Patreon member and you haven't checked out the latest Shameless Packers podcast, I talked to Bill Huber, who's been on the beat for a very long time, about his start, how he, you know, came to cover the Packers, and then we talked about practice and everything we've seen. Please check it out. It's a lot of fun talking to Bill. Gabriel, thank you for the super chat. Awesome meeting you on the field at Lambeau right after the shareholders meeting. Thanks for the pick. You're a real one, Nags. Go Pack Go. Thanks for saying hello. And thanks for Cheesehead TV merch. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the support. When is Watson expected back? We have no timelines. With no expectation comes no limitation. No timeline. No idea. No expectations. When he's cleared, he's cleared. What else we got? Jenkins was drafted as a center. I'm not so sure I agree with your police work there. He was drafted as an offensive lineman weapon. Talk to Charles Walls, the guy who did the initial work on Jenkins, who has now moved on. But he was the personnel guy who originally did the work up on him. I mean, he was playing center as a senior, or his last year in college. That is true. Crab Cakes, what's up? How did Runyon look at practice today? Fine. It's really hard to say much of anything when they're just doing walkthroughs. You know, I mean, it's on the best of days, it's a mashup of bodies, and it's really hard to gauge O-line play if you're not just looking at a tackle, how he's setting the, or how he's defending edge rushers, etc. But the interior stuff, it's, you know, it's just such a wash, especially when they're just going walkthrough. Not much to talk about there. Oh, I'm in North Carolina and almost out of spotted cow. Not good. Automatic. What is going on? Call in the National Guard. Someone get this person some spotted cow. I feel you, man. That's a rough, rough transition when you get a bunch of spotted cow from Wisconsin in some other state and you're like living like a king. You're like, I can do no wrong. Life is great. And then all of a sudden, one day you open the fridge. There's only one or two left. And then you're like, oh, my God, I want to drink it so bad, but I don't want to be out of spotted cow. This is the life of a transplant, man. I feel you. I know. I've been there. I feel your pain. How's Sean Ryan looking so far? Good question, Jonathan. I got to be honest. I've only really seen him in pads for one day, and that was yesterday. I know the first day when they were in shoulder pads, he struggled in one-on-ones. It's something he talked at his locker about. He's looked fine, young, exactly what you'd expect. But we haven't really seen much of him. He hasn't really gotten a lot of opportunities with the ones. I mean, we're seeing a lot of Zach Tom, so I'm able to watch a lot of him. But especially when they're splitting up, just not seeing a whole lot. And that doesn't mean he's not playing well, or he's not doing well, or he's not developing. I just haven't seen a ton of him. Crab Cakes, what's up, man? What's the consensus on Jason Vrabel as a wide receiver coach? I know everyone in the building loves him. Of that, there is no doubt. Most of his players seem to agree. I think they all love him as well. And yeah, I have yet to hear a bad thing. And sometimes when guys leave the building, they can drop little crumbs about, oh, watch out for that guy or whatever. But I've never heard anything other than the highest praise. So, and I think you talk about being able to put a pelt on your wall after this year. If this offense comes alive with these wide receivers, even though you and I, as Packers fans, have a lot of faith in them, I think the outside world looking at the Packers heading into this season are probably like, well, you know, he's got a lot of work to do. And if they produce, he's going to get his flowers. He's going to get his applause, and he should. There's no doubt about that. I like Wes Hodd. I'm a big fan of his. Hey, Randy, me too. I like Wes Hodd, and I am also a big fan of his. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. Get ready for it. Pads go back on. Going to see some hitting. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.